When I left here in 2003, after 6 years as a regular commentator, I was still teaching high school, but 2 years later I quit, a decision I've never regretted. But I remain interested in the state of education, and last week had lunch with a friend and former colleague who was bracing herself for end-of-course testing. The next day, I saw a Facebook post about how the school system in Finland is supposedly far superior to ours, with one explanation being the absence of so much standardized testing. That's preaching to the choir as far as I'm concerned, along with the other reasons given: more recess, less homework, and better paid, well-respected teachers. But a little knowledge and some common sense will tell you there's limited utility in comparing outcomes in two such disparate countries. Finland doesn't even have 2% of our population, and so far at least, that small population has been remarkably homogeneous in terms of race, language, and virtually every other yardstick. If you really wanted to judge their method against ours with an apples-to-apples comparison, you'd have to select a largely white, middle-to-upper-middle-class sample of American students for whom English is the native language. High schools the size of small towns, for example, that have 80 or 90% of their population receiving free lunch and are often filled with non-English speakers, present challenges the Finns don't face. This doesn't mean their system isn't a good one. It just means that imposing a mostly uniform program on a country of 5 million people whose circumstances are similar is going to work rather better than it will in a country 60 times larger, whose school children are far more diverse. The ideas themselves, though, have much merit. I've always been an advocate of less stress and more fun in the lower grades, and less homework would be a blessing for all, but it's only defensible if the hours in school are used to maximum effect. Better pay for teachers would actually promote more respect. For better or worse, we do see compensation as a measure of worth. But it's far more complicated than that. I don't have to tell you we live in a rapidly changing world. In some ways it's better, but in many others it's not, especially for children. Pornography isn't a Playboy magazine anymore, and a lot of truly terrible stuff is available to any child with a computer. The news is filled with economic anxiety and terrible stories of inhumanity both here and abroad. Social media is filled with vulgarity and vitriol, and very little in the popular culture encourages genuine self-respect, never mind respect for authority. And drugs are wreaking havoc in countless families and communities across the country. How does one promote, amidst this culture that seems designed to strip children of their innocence as early as possible, respect for the order, authority, and security that any good teacher should represent? I hate to feel such pessimism, but the expectation that schools can somehow transform themselves, absent a corresponding change in the culture, is ridiculous. Some would like to believe the answer is just more money, but that's simplistic thinking, I believe. However, what the solution is, I do not know. I wish I did.